Thanks for tuning into this bonus episode on the Audible Ecstasy podcast. Those returning, thank you. Those new to this podcast, welcome. Now let's throw up the horns and get started. All right, I'm going to go for this. You guys ready for it? Slayer! How was that? Did that crack your speakers? If you could see my notes, it says Slayer followed with about 10 exclamation points. You can't say this band's name without putting some force behind it. You just can't. It's impossible. Anyway, you may be asking yourself, or you may not be asking yourself, why 6 songs and not a top 10? Don't most people do a top 10? I think you can figure that out if you think about it hard enough. If you can't figure it out, email audibleecstasypodcast@gmail.com and I will clue you in. Now let's get into the first song I want to feature. That song is called Black Magic, and it's from their album Show No Mercy. You know the album, the one with the pentagram and Satan with the big gigantic sword on the cover. We all know that album cover. Creepy and evil at the same time, right? Black Magic has been played live 680 times by Slayer, first time in 1983, and the last time it was played live was in November of 2019 on their Farewell Tour. Something I will mention quite often, a lot of these songs I picked ended up on their Farewell Tour. And I wanted to feature this one because if I had to pick a song that helped get me into Slayer, it was definitely this one. Killer tune. Next song, At Dawn They Sleep. At Dawn They Sleep has been played live 556 times, first time in May of 1984, and the last time it was played live was in October of 2015. And I chose this song, which is from the album Hell Awaits, because I dig vampires, and they are one of my go-to monsters in the horror genre. Also, I named one of my short stories loosely after this song, very, very loosely. In case Kerry King or anybody from the band hears this, it was very loosely, I promise. That short story is called It Sleeps at Dawn, and you can find it on Amazon today. Swing over and check it out if you want to read it. There will be a link in the show notes to that short story. Jimmy and Chris, hope you don't mind my shameless plug. Got to get it in somehow, right? All right, next up is a song that Tori Amos, of all people, got me into. Your laugh here. I'll take a moment. You done? Okay, I'll leave a link to that incredible cover in the show notes. But when I heard her cover, I was like, I gotta hear more of this song. I checked it out by Slayer and I was like, my goodness, what a song. Never know how long a song takes to kick in with the lyrics until you try to record it for a podcast. So I'll probably have to trim that one down a little bit. And the volume too, man. It was blasting up at the top of my levels when I had it going. But Rainy Blood is one you've got to play loud anyway, so I didn't mind it. And are you sitting down for this? This song has been played live 1,878 times. That's 1,878 times. Which puts a big wow on it. It's number one all time for them. First time in August of 1986. And the last time it was played live was in November of 2019 on that farewell tour. That song deserves to be number one all time. I love this tune. It's not only one of my favorite Slayer songs, but one of my all-time favorite metal songs. Right up there with Heaven and Hell by Black Sabbath. It's just a powerhouse of a song. It's bombastic. It's everything you want in a metal song from their album, Rain and Blood. That's R-E-I-G-N. So moving on to the next song, let's take a journey to the south of heaven. And that really sounds evil when you say it like that. This is another whopper of a song in concert, 1,811 times, which puts it third all-time in concert plays, first time in August of 1988, and last time it was played live was on that farewell tour, November of 2019, and this song can be found on the album South of Heaven. I chose this as my fourth pick because it is an incredible song with a somber groove that makes you feel like you are descending straight into the south of heaven. Next up, moving on into a new decade, the 1990s, and War Ensemble from Seasons in the Abyss. Through the night in the face misery, scorched earth upon the sea. First time played live in September of 1990, and last time played live was in November of 2019 on the Farewell Tour. See, I told you I would mention that Farewell Tour a lot. And I chose this one because it was another early favorite of mine when I started listening to more of Slayer. I honestly thought this was a deeper cut or a deepish cut. Surprised it is fourth all time for them in concert. And moving on to the last song I want to feature, song number 6. It's called World Painted Blood. And we are now jumping all the way up to the year 2009 and the album World Painted Blood. And again, this is another song that helped to get me into this band. ...176 times in concert for this one. First time in October of 2009. And the last time it was played live was in... Can anyone around me guess it? Anybody at all? Yes, you got it right. Whoever in the audience just said it. 2019 on the Farewell Tour. November of that year. If Slayer would have kept touring, I guarantee you this song would have gotten a lot more plays in concert. Again, like the last song, I am really surprised by that number. I didn't know it was that popular for them, but it's an amazing song and deserves all the credit and honor it gets. And lastly, before I shut this down, the song that opened and will close the episode isn't technically a Slayer song, even though it sounds like one. It's Kerry King's new tune with his new all-star band called Idle Hands. And it's on the album From Hell I Arise, due to be released on May 17th of 2024. Jimmy and I might dive into that one after it is released. Might. Not saying we will. We might. Hope they didn't put Jimmy on a spot too much, but I guarantee he'd enjoy doing it with me if we decide to do it. And, sidebar, that title and that song, it just makes you want to cross yourself multiple times and pray when you hear it. It's an evil and dark song, probably going to be an evil and dark album, but I'd expect nothing less from Kerry King. And the band behind Kerry is an all-star band, like I said before, and I found this blurb on blabbermouth.net, and this will give you kind of an idea who is in the band. It says, the Slayer guitarist's debut solo album, From Hell I Arise, will be released on May 17th via Raining Phoenix Music. All material for the LP was written by the 59-year-old musician, who was accompanied during the recording sessions by drummer Paul Bostaph, Slayer, bassist Kyle Sanders, Hell Yeah, guitarist Phil DeMail, formerly of Machine Head, and Mark Acequeda from Death Angel. Mark, if I pronounced your name wrong, I'm sorry. He's on vocals, and it says, helming the sessions at Henson Recording Studios in Los Angeles last year was producer Josh Wilbur, who has previously worked with Korn, Lamb of God, Avenged Sevenfold, and Bad Religion, among others. Like I said, a bunch of all-stars on this album. Even the producer himself was an all-star, so Kerry really is trying to knock this one out of the park. I bet it's going to be a great album. That is it for this. The gang will return soon with an Eric Clapton album from 1989. Good album. Gave it a listen already. Subscribe and sign up if you haven't already. And if you do that, you will not miss a new episode when they are published. We publish about every 2 weeks most of the time. Also, leave us a review if you enjoyed this episode or any of the episodes on the podcast. Send us your favorite Slayer tunes, your top 6, your top 10. your top 50, whatever you got, audibleecstasypodcast@gmail.com. And like I said before, everything I mentioned will be in the show notes, including your contact information. Take care and thanks for listening. Are you still listening? Thank you. I just gotta do this one more time. Slayer!